This is Ted Kennedy. There's a new movie about dinosaurs. It reminds me of Senator Al Simpson. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, Hollywood spent $70 million making this summer's mega movie. It's all about dinosaurs. But if they wanted rampaging dinosaurs, they could have saved a lot of money just by coming to Congress and filming you and all those rampaging Republican dinosaurs. Some of our erudite listeners used to raise their eyebrow when I called you a Neanderthal, Al. They pointed out that for their time and place in evolution, Neanderthals were highly developed. Your prehistoric Republican policies belong in Jurassic Park. They're real Stone Age stuff. Tax cuts for rich dinosaurs. Tax exemptions for big oil dinosaurs. Campaign reform exemptions for special interest dinosaurs. I know you had a cameo role in the movie Dave, Al. I'm sure I spotted you in this one, too. Tyrannosaurus Rex? Nonsense. It's Tyrannosaurus Simpson.
Why, you old reptile, you, but dead as a fossil wrong. Tyrannosaurus Rex was a predator with an insatiable appetite. Sounds like the perfect Democrat to me. Liberal predators in Congress have left no stone unturned in their eternal quest for more victims, rich and poor, to feed their obsessive and excessive government hungerings. But Ted, the granddaddy of them all, the monstrous behemoth known as the federal government, is still the largest beast known to mankind. It is known well for devouring everything in its path, and Ted, you just happen to be this critter's very best friend. No one keeps its belly bloated and full of tax dollars better than you, pal. Unlike the movie, there is no escape from this Jurassic Park we call the federal government. And Ted, so long as the voters let liberal prehistoric predators like you loose to roam the land, any American with even small change in their back pocket will continue to be the easy prey. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.